All right, we do a new thing now. We're
I'm horny for pussy.
Or even this rolls in the. This rolls in. We just
that's
stopped.
True.
We had stopped the so last week's
was a two-parter, reverse two-parter.
Well, mm-hmm. there are two-parters, shit. But it's you gotta go to the next week after his premium to get like the regular. Mm-hmm. So 2 weeks ago, that premium was the first part of this, which was actually the second part of the last week's.
Yeah.
Premium.
So the right way to listen to the pod is to wait till Sunday.
Adam had to go in the other room and take a nap, but before he left, he. Because I think now that you're back, we should relitigate the
okay
the large pizza saga.
That's true. We didn't get your take on the large pizza that we started talking about.
As many people online are calling it the Cumtown large pizza saga.
Okay, no, I want to because I had to shit in your home.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I heard you said some uncharitable things about me while I was in there.
No, I said...
Yeah, he said Stav isn't even uncircumcised. His dick is just so small.
What?
That it recedes past yeah. even the cut
Did
skin.
You really say that?
Yeah, I said you had a scared turtle.
How? Why wouldn't I be
They just told you were circumcised. They had to make up your family. You know, that, you
I'm
know
not
you,
circumcised.
You know you don't speak Greek?
I do.
No, that you don't.
Your family made up a
they
nonsense.
They made up a lot of
right?
language?
Yeah, to convince
that
you,
so
to convince you that you were
uncircumcised.
No, they just did it to convince you you're uncircumcised.
Fuck, so I'm circumcised?
You are.
Yeah, you're
but
not
your dick
even
is
Greek.
So your dick is
My dick is so little the circumcised dick skin
yeah.
still covers it.
Yes, ma'am.
That stinks. And honestly, I don't think that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But if you guys both say it, what
you're
who
not
am
even,
I to argue?
You're not even fat, dude.
Are you serious?
Your dick is so small, your body looks huge in
Whoa.
Comparison. You're actually 145 pounds.
Wait, are you kidding?
Yeah, but just we can see
dude,
your dick.
It's fucked up.
Your dick is so small, you look fat.
Come on, you wow. can't drop so many
You have hair
on
down
him.
To your ankles.
Really?
You actually got extra teeth.
What?
Yeah.
yeah
but my dick is so small?
Your dick
yeah,
is so small.
It just
small.
Fucks up
Makes
the perspective
it look like
on
they're
everything.
Not there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is extra teeth even good?
I don't know.
Wouldn't be crowding my mouth?
I don't know. Yeah.
No, it's good. So.
Extra teeth, what is this mm-hmm. when you
I'll
suck
tell you,
my
I'll tell
dick?
You it makes it better from eating pussy. That's where yeah. that shit comes in handy, brother. Mm-hmm.
You fucking rub your, hit all your teeth like a xylophone using the clit.
Mm-hmm.
That would be pretty cool. Ring, so ring. What's your point on the pizza, Adam?
I don't even remember what I said. I said, oh, Stav had a pizza last night.
I had a whole
something?
Papa John's yeah. pizza.
He said, yeah. Stav ate an entire pizza? That's disgusting.
No, I didn't
what?
Say that's
what
disgusting.
What is he, the of pizza?
Are you you call me that?
He's like,
that's
is that
a despicable term, Adam.
I didn't do
what is
that.
He, the,
you called me the beep
pizza?
Of pizza?
yeah.
No, it's just your line.
The pizza?
And I never got to congratulate you on Mike for having a wonderful bathroom facility.
Yeah.
Really?
You do.
It's
that.
Okay.
I'm always said
well,
it nice.
I will,
a little narrow.
I don't like that design aspect where
but
the,
you can't control that.
It's kind of shoved in there.
But you've done the best you can with the space you have.
I'm happy
you've
with that shelf that I just
can.
I love the shelf.
Yeah.
You also have plenty of toilet paper, easily accessible.
Yeah. Thank
it's
you.
It's decorated nice, and the toilet paper is plush, unlike Nick, who I had to let him know he can't be a one-ply guy.
Well, this fucking Jew over here won't.
He is, yep. That's true.
It's ridiculous.
You need to fucking.
I don't even know what toilet paper costs. I just get. I don't look at the thing. I just buy toilet paper.
You gotta buy
you,
plush.
Come on,
it's
dude.
Going. You
Your
think
ass
I? You think I care what
fire.
Goes in my ass?
No, I know you don't. But you should care what wipes
you
your
think
ass.
I care.
The outside
you want,
of
like
your
a
ass.
Rough.
You think I'm
dick
putting
in your
any
ass?
Thought into what I put?
I
in my ass.
I know you yeah. put a lot of stuff in your ass. Completely. What's the word?
Yeah.
Oh fuck! Hold on.
It's we're like gonna, it's like. Let's say I was into off roading.
Give me
for
a second.
Living.
I gotta.
Let's say I was into
off
roading for a, like that's my thing. Is I'm taking the X-Terra out, and getting muddy.
What's the
then
word?
It's like, oh, I gotta make sure I go to the touchless car wash. I gotta make sure I don't leave any swirls on the paint job on my fucking rough trade X-Terra out here with dualies. I got pipes coming out of my ass so I can get it, so the oxygen has positive flow.
Okay, that's it.
You don't want to create any negative space in the hole.
That makes sense. Because
you create a hydraulic effect.
Suction.
You create a hydraulic effect, and you can actually damage the tip of a man's penis.
Wow.
If he fucks you too hard.
I did not know that.
So he has to put his dick down the pipe?
No. You have a pipe on the side.
Oh, okay.
So it displaces the air.
Oh, I gotcha. See what you're saying. Yeah.
You ever see that?
Have you ever had your dick sucked, and someone's basically done that, where it's like kind of a tornado? Where mm-hmm. it's like they're sucking your dick, and even the moments it's off, their mouth is off, there's like wind sucks your dick.
Mm-hmm.
That happened to me once. It was one of the most insane things I've ever felt. It was awesome. I busted like a fucking girl. I was like, oh, it was so sick.
No. What, I don't understand what you're saying.
I don't, really don't, yeah.
You're saying that your penis was so small that there was so much hair in the
What
girl's
the fuck
mouth?
Is this with the small dick stuff? All the fucking, right off the bat. Yeah. Back to back, small dick stuff.
That's what
the first one was funny. I'm not fat. I have hair. But this is.
That was pretty funny.
This
honestly,
is a completely
man.
Separate thing, and I have a small dick again?
A woman had a tornado of air in her
I
mouth.
I don't know what she
was
doing.
Caused you to have an orgasm, much like a woman would have.
Yes.
Is that, was that your claim?
My point is. She didn't have the
I mean,
tornado.
I think you're a straight shooter, but that type of a statement
I am
is
a
what,
straight shooter.
What a liar. So.
I mean, well,
a
why
liar
would
who's
I lie?
Never gotten his dick
but
sucked.
I've gotten my dick sucked plenty. You know that. You know. Now, I have some credibility mm-hmm. built up here with my friends.
Well, yeah.
About getting my dick
I actually
sucked.
Run a women's shelter for women.
I'll be honest with you. I literally have no idea what
okay.
you're describing.
I have no.
I don't understand
okay, can
what
I
you're
fucking
describing.
Try?
Yeah.
Okay. You're getting your dick sucked. She gives it a suck on the way out. There's some kind of air vacuum when you're when.
What do you mean a suck? No woman
yeah,
actually
they, no,
sucks.
None of them
the penis.
Actually suck. They just you.
Sometimes they give it.
No,
a,
they lick
don't.
The bottom of the
use
top
their
and
mouth
they use their hand
and
to
rub.
Jack
oh my god! You've never gotten like a.
No.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm fucking.
That's
talking
not pleasant
about.
To suck a penis. Yeah.
I'm telling you, it was. It was really cool and interesting, and no one's ever sucked my dick like that before, and I busted awesomely.
Really?
And I wanted to ask my friends, has that ever happened to you? And I'm being ridiculed.
I'll be honest with you. In my mind, the mouth is just there to provide fucking fluid for the hand job. That's really all a blowjob.
You know,
is.
I'm with you, actually.
Yeah.
In my life, I kind of like a hand job dominated blowjob.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
I wouldn't say of course.
Well, if
this
if,
is like you saying you're into tits now,
me,
you can't say of course like it's well known.
Wait, that's a thing that you were always into.
We,
and I
we've
said, no.
established that I am the guy who likes tits. No, you're a Johnny come lately to liking tits.
Well, I mean, if a girl could fit her hand and mouth on my penis, I would love it.
Yeah. You know what? Forget it. Forget I said anything. I'm trying to share one of the best blowjobs I've ever gotten in my life with my mm-hmm. pals.
Who was it from? Well, I mean, like, give us a demographic.
And that bitch's name was Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
It was. She was a genius with the dick. You know, just somebody I fucking met. I don't know.
A genius with the dick.
A genius with the dick. She was. She honestly was awesome with it.
S-U-C.
She was nice with it, for real. She was nice
at
sucking
real
dick.
Nice
my name
she
is
was nice at sucking dick.
Were you
dick.
Getting your dick sucked? You're like, this is real noise.
I was like, that girl nice.
Ooh, she too nice.
She's nice, bro.
She's noise.
Like she fucking, like she hit a mid-range.
This shit
a
just
contested mid-range.
Me. I really just, I don't care. I'll be out in the open with it. I would really just prefer to have a family at this point, but... That just
that's
not
my
happen.
Thing that he's copying from me.
No, dude,
I agree.
No, what do you
I've
mean you
I've been saying
agree?
This for years.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Adam is the gay
but
father.
Here's the thing. Let me put it this way. Let me put it this way.
You'd be terrible at having a family.
He's been saying it.
You'd be one of the worst.
He's been
you
saying
You would be a bad family man.
Am I going to... Can I say my...
You'd be very bad at it.
Uh-oh.
Can
he's,
I say
he's
my...
He's gone Trump mode.
I don't know, but look. Here, this... Adam says it because he doesn't mean it.
Why?
Because he doesn't
mean
it because he thinks it's a cute thing that
I
people
think he
would
does
like.
Actually mean it.
No, no. Then why have you gotten 9 abortions in the last year?
What do you mean? Myself?
Because guys keep fucking his ass
I've
raw.
Gotten pregnant he's 9 times.
This guy
and his girlfriend would be mad if she found out.
This guy
that he has the Danny or the Arnold Schwarzenegger boy pussy from Twins.
Yeah.
He's making accusations wait, right now.
No, Twins. What was it?
You see that
Junior.
Fucking that dumb
Junior.
Thread?
Yeah, yeah.
That dumb
yeah.
thread some psycho did where they, like, when the Roe v. Wade decision was leaked, or, you know, whatever, the fucking thing was leaked. Mm. Somebody just went through and they're like, this is on you, and went through and just blamed all their, like, cultural enemies from the last 4 years. But they put us in there.
Us and Jim Norton.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
Jim
Norton.
Shout out to Jim, role? But why are we lumped into Jim?
I don't know if that was a joke or not, but it's like, I guarantee you... That we're responsible for more abortions than that bitch
people
was.
People
100%.
Yeah.
Between us, we've racked up a nice amount
oh,
of
I caught a
plan
couple
Bs
bodies.
And bodies in general.
Oh, I got some teardrop tats on my face. Mm-hmm.
We listen, some people just talk about it.
Yeah.
We fucking...
I live
we,
it.
We be about it.
Do you have a plan B not work? And you have to, like, bite your tongue and not tell the woman that because it only goes up to 155 pounds?
That's not happened to me, no.
Yeah, you'd be I like, well, weird, it didn't work.
They really should be telling. Mm-hmm. Nobody
is
should
that true?
Yeah, it's
true?
Yeah, it's, yeah, it is.
I didn't know that.
Luckily,
thankfully,
that hasn't been an issue.
That's over my weight class, so yeah. I can't physically have sex with a woman over.
Someone so much more powerful than you.
I would injure myself severely.
I fucked plenty of women over 155, yeah. But I don't think I've ever busted inside.
Well, that's your weight class.
I'm a fucking.
I'm a bantam.
I do plenty
weight.
Of catch weight fights, pal.
I'm a super flyweight.
You are super flyweight. Yeah. I'm all over. I don't have to make weight. It's in my contract.
I'm a super flyweight. I have sex with pimps from Harlem in the 1970s.
That movie, the original Superfly, I believe is on HBO Max right now.
Really?
I might go watch it.
That'd be
what
pimp.
I'm going to watch is Gerard Butler, Law Abiding Citizen. Dude, I saw fucking...
How about Dick Abiding Citizen, and it's an old man that's like, if there's a dick I see, I'm a bite it.
I'm a bite it.
I'm a dick abiting citizen.
I'm a dick abiting
citizen. I'm out here biting on every dick I see. If you got a dick, I'll abide on it. If you got a pussy, I ain't having any of it.
I got
my dick biting bib, and I'm a biting dicks, and I got my dick biting bib on, and I'm here, and I've been here, and I ain't going nowhere.
What do you do if you see a pussy dick biting citizen?
I turn my head and I walk away. I walk directly to the largest mm-hmm. dick I can find, and I bite on. My name is Daniel Bartholomew Dick Biter Josephifew Jr. My family has been here. Poison Water County, West Virginia, for going on 170 doodly diddly years.
Whoa.
70.
Wow. Really?
Yes. And I bite dicks.
And did your pappy before you bite dicks?
My pappy, that's exactly right. That's what I should have gone that way with the bit of doodly doo from the beginning. My pappy done bit on
Flanders.
Dicks. My pappy before him, my peepaw, my poo-poo, my nanny and my ninu, my nina, my pegger.
I don't like Bartholomew's tone.
Bart,
right now.
That's
stop.
Just another word that just means great, great, great grandma around these
people. Oh, I forgot.
I didn't know that.
It's a regional thing.
This place is so inbred, it's only one family, but we're still backwards. We got to hate somebody. Here, it's grandmas. It's like John Lennon said, grandmas are the a poison water, West Virginia.
I hadn't actually heard that song, Bart.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's truly fun that literally the only funny moments on this show anymore fully rely on the beep to say the N-word. There's nothing. There's literally
the
nothing else. It's a fucking 4-hour debate about Papa John's.
Which I love.
Yeah.
I love stretching out one bad episode into four. Yeah, yeah.
It is good.
That's the funniest part.
Ooh, yeah.
Is
good.
That people will be listening to this for 2 weeks.
It's like, it's fucking like, you know, like what ruined the show more than anything is people expecting gratefulness.
Right.
You know?
Certainly.
Like that, like, you should be grateful and work hard. No.
No, thanks.
No, right. No, exactly.
I won't be doing that.
It
at
doesn't
all.
Make any sense.
Why
the show
would I
only
do that?
Happened because we're lazy people that don't
right.
want to
yeah,
do
that's
it.
The show.
That's the only reason the show even came into being.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I haven't wanted to do a single one of these.
Yeah.
Remember how much I didn't really even want to do the first one?
No, of course not. We had to go to your fake job. You were more excited about a career writing for some German copywriting.
I wasn't excited, but it was good money, you know?
Was it?
It actually was. I didn't need a job.
What was it called?
It was CPXR.
CPXR.
X Sexy.
It was, yeah, it was literally just some fucking company. Like,
international.
That was just stealing.
He brought me on. I worked there for 3 weeks, and then I shouted at the boss because I don't know how to.
Someone tried to regulate your cereal usage.
Oh yeah,
oh,
you
that
wasn't
it. I got a lot mad
you're
at that
being
black
real
lady, but
liberal.
Yeah. You would just come in.
She's like, "Excuse me, do you work here?" I'm like, "Yes, bitch. Yeah. I fucking work here. What kind of question is that? Do you work here?" I mean, honest. Now I'm mad about it again. I forgot that even fucking.
Yeah, cool out.
Excuse me,
cool
do
out.
You work here?
Yeah.
Oh, what do you think I'm supposed to do? Clean? Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna clean up.
To be fair,
I'll go ahead, get the broom and clean up for you.
To be completely fair,
I just looked down on her. Oh, well, you think I'll head right back out to the field, then, ma'am.
Okay, let me paint the picture. This woman, who happened to be black, was dressed in completely professional attire.
Yes.
Everyone else was wearing
professional attire.
Nick was wearing a tank top and sweat shorts.
I had heard that if you want to get rid of ringworm is a systemic disease that you got to sweat out.
Mm-hmm.
So I made a point. I would run.
You were in cutoff sweat shorts, just filling your backpack with snacks. I believe the secretary ended up having an affair with the boss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, anyways, let's put it this way. The reason I got fired... Mm-hmm. Or told, thank you for your help, but we don't need anymore.
Right.
Was for yelling, and I think people could hear me at Thomas about how shitty the ideas of whoever was.
I forgot about Thomas.
Shout out, Big Tommy.
Who, not a funny guy, but that story he told about that fat girl we met on Tinder is still one of the funniest things.
I don't remember that at all.
We're talking about catfishing or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like maybe pitching an article idea for catfishing. And he was, and so like to paint a picture, Thomas is like a handsome guy.
Why don't we bleep out his name just to be safe?
People aren't going to find him.
They might find him.
They won't find him.
Just let's be safe. Let's bleep out his name.
It's not going to happen.
No. That's not how that works.
Yeah.
What is it? 16 minutes, you know, whatever.
I'll replace his name with Adam saying the N-word.
What? Come on, man.
I don't care. Yeah, whatever you do.
I just want to have a family. How are you going to do me like that?
Copy.
Okay, what's the...
No, you copied me on that,
actually. I will say Adam's been talking about having...
I've been talking about this.
He wanted a family so bad, he ignored everyone. Never mind.
Yes.
For everyone.
No, that doesn't matter.
No, we know.
We know where I was going with it.
Oh. Yeah. yeah. It's weird because I forget about it, but then I remember I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you're copying him.
Yeah, pretty traumatic experience.
We're going to bleep this out. No. If I have to go back and edit out this guy's name, the whole episode. No, I'm going to selectively edit it.
Just bleep out the whole thing.
I'll move you saying you're copying him until after Adam speaks.
No, you are copying.
He's wanted a fucking family. I'll give him that.
Go ahead. Say Nick, and then say it in this way. Nick, you're copying Adam.
I'm not saying it like that.
Who's copying Adam?
Nick, you're copying Adam.
Yeah. Did you think I can't? The audacity of you to think I can't chop that up and make a nice little Cobb salad of truth for myself to have for fucking lunch with my son that I'll never have.
I will say you've been talking about it for a while, but Adam has wanted it. And he's also that kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's like a gay little gentle guy. We've talked about it. His kids will hate him, obviously.
No, they'll accept me.
But he
I
will
am.
Have them.
Yeah. They'll learn how to lower their expectations of what
you know,
a father can be.
That's sort of the tragedy of modernity, you know? All of these all of these transitions in life that as millennials we were promised by capitalism have now been robbed from us because, you know, to make a buck, you gotta start an extremely racist bullshit podcast.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Destroys your public reputation.
Mm-hmm.
And now either people know who you are and they have some freak idea of you and... that'll preclude you from ever finding, love or...
Sure.
Or, yeah, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And that's the struggle that literally everyone already...
Everyone is dealing with.
It's the modern condition.
Everyone already.
That's
everybody's
what it's like.
Dealing with that.
But anyways, yeah, so yeah, that's the story.
So
that
the story
told.
Is...
He's a handsome guy, you know, and so like, you know, we're like talking about Tinder or whatever, and this guy probably gets a lot of matches. And he's like,
he wasn't that good looking.
He was a handsome guy.
He was okay.
Yeah,
listen, I know I understand wanting to hate a handsome man. I hate on handsome.
Man. I mean, he wasn't like a piece of ass. He was.
He's
all
a guy
right.
that fucks easily.
I mean, we all fuck.
Okay, you've got.
I fuck too. I also fuck.
Here's the thing: you do fuck more than you deserve because you came to the place where your face gets pussy.
Yeah, fine. Okay? Why wouldn't you?
I get that. I'm not mad at you. I'm not. But I'm just saying.
Should I go to a place where I don't?
This guy would fuck anywhere. You fuck here and maybe parts of Los Angeles.
Yeah. Me, I got Thailand, Cambodia, Laos.
yeah.
Vietnam.
Yeah. $45, that'll stretch over there.
Indonesia. That's my zone, dude.
Yeah.
Mongolia. Mm-hmm. All the they call them the dirty China, is what they call that, all of those countries collectively.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Basically, any one of those places where they got the country's chief export is a YouTube channel where a woman makes a house out of dirt.
Dude, I love those. Right.
Which, honestly, it's funny because Steven sent that to the group chat, and it's like, you know, he's like, this is amazing. It's like, this is the fakest shit I've ever
100%. Seen. It's government propaganda. Like, all the Chinese, like, they have the Chinese stuff anyway. It's like this beautiful Chinese woman picking, like, fresh herbs and berries. I love
Lee
it, too.
Ziki.
Yes, yes.
I want to go.
There's another one. There's a strong one. Have you seen the strong one?
No, I'm too
she's
afraid
awesome.
Of that.
Yeah,
Chun Li type.
She does honestly look kind of like Chun Li.
She'd choke you.
She's fucking muscular, bro. Really? I would love. Yeah.
What's
the strongest
story?
Girl you've ever fucked, Adam?
Her beep story. Girl I've ever fucked.
We'll call him Uncle Thomas.
No, we won't. 20, 38.
Strongest.
Write that down. 16 something.
Strongest woman I ever fucked. China from WWE.
You never fucked.
Yes,
her.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You're a fucking liar.
So he went on Tinder, and Nick, you said he's really hot. He's a hot
Nick
guy.
Wants to suck his cock big time.
He's like a real smoking hot guy.
I'll tell you this story.
He could have sex anywhere he goes.
First of all,
Nick
Adam,
said that.
Unlike you.
Everyone knows I'm not gay. So don't even try, pal. You're not fooling anyone.
It's true. Everyone knows.
With that stuff.
That's true, Adam. Yeah, yeah. Nick isn't one of the most closeted men I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
He's basically shooting a water gun at a fortress.
Yeah.
That's what he's squirting a gun
straight
heterosexual castle. With a moat of not gay stuff happening outside.
A moat of pussy juice. Full of pussy juice.
An alligator. Girl alligators.
Girl
I come out of the castle and fuck sometimes. Just so the townsfolk know, I get every kind of pussy, even the dragons.
Even scale pussy.
Even scaly pussy. Don't forget why I'm the king. Take your fucking illiterate ass back to the milkmaid and bring me
titty milk
that I require.
Let me fuck the milkmaid.
Anyways.
So this gentleman's story.
Really hot.
So beautiful Thomas.
Stop saying his name.
I'm just pissed off. Nick's so into Thomas.
Shut up. Why is everyone saying it?
He's so into Beep.
Oh, yeah. God damn it.
You love him.
Nick does. Well, he doesn't love him. It's lust.
He lusts.
He wants to suck his Adam's apple.
Anywhere he goes, he could fuck.
First of all, now you're taking my comment because it hurts your feelings that I told you that you can't fuck anywhere.
I'm just saying he's an okay guy.
He can fuck more than you in almost every city.
That's not true.
Absolutely.
That's not true.
Dude, it's true.
No, he doesn't know the art.
He's tall. He's pretty handsome.
No,
that's all.
He doesn't know how the art, the pick up artistry.
He doesn't peacock like you. I'll
he doesn't know
that.
How to make a woman feel real small. Tiny.
By pulling out your penis and she's the same size as it?
Well,
she's like, wow.
It would be the opposite of that.
I feel like Thumbelina. You just said his dick was the same size as an adult.
No,
human
the woman
being.
Is
yeah,
small.
You just said I have a giant
in
dick.
This situation, the woman is
thank
an
you for
inch
the compliments,
long.
Yeah,
wow.
I appreciate it.
That's a rare miss from
that's
you.
Not
that's
not a rare
that's
miss.
Your, that is your game, dude. That'd be like if you're,
makes her
like
feel
if you were
small?
A pool trick shot guy.
Yeah.
But outside of that, you're a mess.
Yeah,
then we bring you in and you're fucking just scratching on the.
All right. Let's say it's. I'm not willing to concede it's a miss, but let's in theory say. It is. Everyone gets one every once in a while.
Yeah,
but the point
true.
I was making
you probably
is
you
you're talking
that
to
guy.
A girl that's small. A girl that's an inch long.
So why would my penis make her feel small?
Because it's the same size.
But why would it make her feel small?
Because it is small.
This might be the one fun episode of Hometown in 7 years.
Because your dick is small.
No, shut
so
up.
So if she's
shut
the up. Same size as it, she's also small.
Dipshit.
In fact, if she's the size of a small penis, she's an exceptionally small
just the
woman.
Doors are flying off. Just stop collapsing.
She's small like your dick.
A pristine record of the whose dick is smaller game. And he got BTFO'd by himself.
I feel like
on 1v1 with Adam, the fucking
I'm watching Cal Ripken
worst player
go on the DL right now.
No,
yeah,
no.
That's how I feel.
I can get it back.
You were the Iron Man.
Look, I'm in the clubhouse. I'm getting treatment on my shoulder, but I'll be back.
You're not starting, baby.
This is Mike Tyson walking out of his last fight. Saying I don't deserve to lose to a fighter of such caliber.
You know
caliber.
What? Maybe I'll fucking... This is my last episode.
Yeah.
Bye, stop.
Anyway, your dick is small.
Wait,
like
so tell us
girl.
More about this Hawkeye who went on Tinder.
So he told a story. We're talking about catfishing.
Yeah.
And he told a story about...
What does he look like again?
He's hotter than you, that's for sure.
He's not, like, come on.
He's taller, he's hotter.
Total package-wise, no way.
Absolutely.
No way.
And listen, I like you more than him as a person.
He's scared of pussy, that guy. I can tell you.
No. Anyway.
All right, Nick, continue.
So, catfishing, he's on a date.
Yeah, no, but he's like, you know, he's like not even trying to be mean about it. He's just telling the story kind of like matter-of-factly, where he's like... He's like, yeah, and he was like being nice about it. He was like, yeah, I went out with this one girl, and like, you know, it's okay if people are like a little bit different or whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, but I met up with this girl, and she was easily 4 times the size of her pictures. And you know, but I was like, I'll talk to her or whatever. And we're sitting there talking, and she told me that she's an actress and she recently had to gain 200 pounds for a role.
Oh my god. That's awesome.
That's the story. That's it.
That's very funny.
Is this woman, this like fucking, yeah, I mean, because that's like, first of all, for a woman to be that funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I would fuck her.
Absolutely.
Just based on that. Having the audacity of being like, well, I recently had to gain 200 pounds for,
for a role. For rolling an off Broadway. Yeah.
Just lying that way. Just a used car salesman type of bitch like that. That just
That is a bad lie.
But you know why? Because she was so nervous because of how handsome this guy was.
I don't think she was nervous. I think that's a woman that doesn't give a fuck.
That's
she knows, true. You know it's a lie. That's a woman that lies like a man lies.
Right.
You know, she's probably from the Midwest.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, because she's everyone there is fat, which is a place I would fuck.
In the Midwest?
Because everyone's fat.
Yeah.
Everyone looks like a, like kind of like a guy there, too.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is. It's true.
It's not true. Some ladies got big old titties and big asses over there in the Midwest.
Midwest kind of just bums the guy zone.
It's not the guy
it's
zone.
It's all men.
There's plenty of girls there.
I really am truly, like, thoroughly just a coastal elite.
Same.
Yep.
I don't, like, I'm not even going to try to pretend like I understand how you can fucking just live in Chicago.
No, Chicago's cool. I can see that.
No.
Or, like, fucking anywhere, dude.
Chicago's too cold in the winter. That's the problem.
I think about leaving New York. I'm like, oh, where am I going to go when I don't know, like, Central Jersey, Delaware, PA, Maryland. That's it. Those are the only spots.
Yeah, Philly.
Those are the only spots.
No, Delaware.
Not any.
Delaware's hilarious.
Well, you get the watch cheap.
Fuck Delaware.
I know, fuck Delaware, but, you know, it's cheaper.
Yeah.
I could start an illegal business there very easily.
What kind of business?
I don't know, something illegal.
Like what? Car parts?
Chop shop?
Chop shop.
Like a credit card company for pedophiles.
But
so they can buy their CP.
Yeah.
Oh, that's you're cool. Gonna. That's interesting.
Toddler One Bank.
Normally they don't use credit cards. They use like bitcoins.
That's why that's why I started.
Non-fungible.
Just like ancient Greece, pedophiles started the next wave.
Yeah.
The next revolution.
I feel like the whole like the.
The next wave.
The NFT, like, Bored Ape Yacht Club, all that monkey shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was just, like, a clever trick to make people make the gayest jokes in the world about crypto stuff.
What do you mean?
Like, the monkey thing. People that can't get over.
I mean, it does look fucking stupid.
It is stupid, but it's so stupid that it's, like, it's got to be a trick. It's like a honey.
Unfortunately, I don't.
It's like a honeypot operation.
They're making it
for
too
bad
easy.
For bad quote tweets.
To rebrand crypto stuff as gay and lame, rather than being for pedophiles and destroying smaller economies.
I think the monkeys are cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It does make me want to listen to the Gorillaz albums again.
It does.
Yeah. Dib it up, dib it up. It's faggot.
My dick's small.
Yeah.
Bum 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 bum.
I feel happy.
I sucked a penis, baby.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood.
Is that what it's called?
No, it's Dare.
The album is Clint Eastwood, I think, isn't it?
No, the song. They have a different song.
They have an album. But they also have like an album called Dirty Harry.
Mm-hmm.
What's that about? Your asshole?
Confused? No.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Back me up on this, Adam. Yeah,
don't back him
what
up.
Is
back
it about? Me up on what this. Is it about your asshole?
Dirty Harry.
Adam made up the Holocaust.
No, I didn't.
He made it up.
They made it up before I was born.
No, Adam made it up. Adam was the one that made it up. If you're a listener to the show and you're wondering who to blame.
Little penis.
You're right, Nick. I was the one who invented that.
Yeah.
And everyone else is copying.
It would be funny to be anti-Semitic, but against specifically one specific Jewish person. And the rest of them get a pass.
That's just called hating a guy.
Yeah, it is. But because he's Jewish, and then the rest of them, you don't have a problem with. You know what I mean?
His so specific, the specific way he's Jewish is pissing you off.
There's a way that there's a joke in there somewhere.
You just hate that one guy in his Jewishness?
I don't know, man. I don't. I got my allergies are fucked up. I'm tired.
Yeah, come on. Why are you being so mean today?
You're saying you have allergies.
I want this show to end. I want this show to end and we can all go, we can all just have...
I don't know, I'm having fun today.
You know, I know, I'm having fun too.
I had a closer we get to the end of the day, but it was fun.
That is true, actually. Which
is
nice.
The show kind of becomes its own entity, and when it's been handed its death sentence, now it's trying to be like, we can still have fun, guys. And it's like, no, we can't, show.
Yeah.
You had your run, we're taking you out back, we're walking about, she's saying goodbye to the other dogs, and we're walking back there and loading shells into the... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what's going to happen. We're putting you down, boy.
Should we let the show get pussy one last time?
Yeah, we'll get this. We'll put the show out the stud.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna take the show to go see a prostitute.
Would we podcast while we're all fucking?
We bring
the
show to a Native American guy, and he has a bunch of other podcasts in like a little like ranch area.
Mm.
And he's like, yeah, he's still got some strength left in him. He's got the power of the wind running through his veins. You know, my peoples are kind of like a podcast.
Mm.
Nobody really understands him.
So true. The wind talkers.
Yeah. That's what podcasting is.
We're talking to the wind.
Yeah.
And the wind, the internet,
yeah,
delivers it to your ears.
Yeah.
We're a lot like Native American spiritual guides.
Mm-hmm. The internet sucks, dude. Are they going to get rid of that?
Yeah. Honestly, it's like people like fucking like, oh, we have to save Twitter from Elon Musk. It's like, I hope he buys
destroy it.
Just destroy it.
Destroy it.
Because the reality is like Twitter is like it's like 200 people. There's not really that many people on Twitter.
Yeah, it's not that many people. It has way more people care about it way more than it actually is important.
It's very funny because it's like literally everyone. There's a lot of people that do spend a lot of time on Twitter, but I guarantee you, everyone that spends a lot of time on Twitter, they also have a bunch of friends in their life, in their real life, and they know that the majority of people they know in real life are not on Twitter like that.
Yeah, 100%.
They're like, oh, yeah, I have no idea.
I'm thinking about my friends. No one is
on
Twitter.
None of them. Mm-hmm. No one.
No one.
No one has any.
None of my brothers, not like the people I grew up with in Greektown.
The people on there, they think it's the entire world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They think it's like a representation of anything.
And even like Facebook and Instagram, that shit's, they're fucking the money up. Meta, no one cares. It's going to just be TikTok, dude. Just gonna be little videos.
Yeah,
you don't even have to. You don't have to read.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's gonna be fucking. You know. You guys ever fuck with? I'm gonna take that shit off my phone and just let Eldest post all my shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I have it on my phone right now.
Twitter.
Just all the social media stuff.
Yeah,
I was not on TikTok until literally 2 months ago.
What if Eldest is like getting nudes?
That'd
in
be
your
awesome.
Name?
Good for him.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I don't think he would do that though. He's a principled guy.
It's Are true. You going to see the Eldest movie that's coming out? The Baz Luhrmann movie about Eldest?
About Eldest?
Yeah.
yeah.
I'm pretty
Dude,
sure.
Dude, that looks so bad.
I
that
saw
Eldest
it.
Movie.
I saw it and I was like, I can't believe they're making a movie about Eldest.
Yeah, I thought he was just some guy that saw this.
Yeah. I mean, that does it. It's a good impression of him. To be honest, it looks and sounds exactly like
His
Eldest.
His hair is the same.
His hair is the same. The voice
plays
is the
guitar
same.
The same.
Yeah, I didn't know that Eldest did all that stuff.
Yeah, dude, he's a really talented musician.
It's sort of like it's sort of a.
He was really good at stealing black people's music.
Yeah, well, it's sort
what?
Of a reimagined
up.
Version of Eldest.
Uh oh, wait. He cares about Elvis too.
Adam's like Jewish people stole black people's music
and gave it to him.
Yeah, they gave it. We did that. That was our idea.
Shut up.
Jews came up with stealing from the blacks.
You're right. Sorry, Adam. It was
no
you guys.
No way, dude. Shut up.
It was.
That whole he stole black people's music.
You, what the fuck is up with how much you love Bob Dylan and Elvis? Two gay.
Hello, baby. This is the Elvis speaking.
No, have you seen that trailer, though? It looks so bad.
Yeah.
And
well,
Tom Hanks in a weird fat suit.
I'll say this, and you're not allowed to criticize me for it. No one's allowed to say anything.
I will say whatever.
You're gay.
I agree with Adam. You're gay. Go ahead.
You're gay. Continue.
Adam told me privately
that's not true.
Raped him. And for that reason, I will not be seeing the movie.
Baz Luhrmann.
Yeah, because Baz Luhrmann sexually raped Adam.
What else has Baz Luhrmann made?
The Great Gatsby, Moulin Rouge. Romeo and Juliet, Moulin Rouge, Chicago.
I just found out recently.
After Stinker.
I just found out recently he's straight.
Because you sucked his cock?
No.
And it took him a while to come.
I was reading on Wikipedia. I was like, that's
because he didn't bust as fast as a gay man.
That has to be one of the gayest
man.
Straight guys I can imagine.
Yeah.
A straight guy made Moulin Rouge.
I'll get high and go see the Elvis movie.
I might just because it looks so bad.
Yeah. Well, it's like seeing Speed Racer. It's just a lot of colors.
Speed Racer is sick.
Yeah.
I might fire up Speed Racer soon.
Yeah.
I liked it at the time.
Yeah, when the Wachowski brothers made it.
Yeah, back when they were just a couple of bros.
Back when they were black.
the Wachowski brothers.
That'd be great if that's the next move.
That would be awesome.
If Lana's like,
go ahead, buddy. It's all right. Take your time. Lanisha, maybe? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah. Lana's
like Lanisha. Taquisha.
My mother's name, Venetia.
Freakily.
When I would tell
my
friend...
She's named after, like, curtains.
She's named after the beautiful Italian city of Venice.
Venetia.
But,
freakily.
Like, blinds.
Huh?
Blinds.
No.
Is it true that Venetia was in the Freak League?
She was
song?
In the Freak League video. She was cut out, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
But she was in it. And I'm happy she was cut out because I did jack off to that video a lot in middle school.
When I was on TikTok for, like, a week, I did one video about how, like... I don't know, it was stupid, some bullshit TikTok thing. I forget, there was like a Petey Pablo reference or whatever. And some like middle-aged black guy commented like, one of the best comments I've ever got in my life. He's like, some of y'all too young to understand.
Yeah, oh, dude, hell
fuck,
yeah.
Yeah.
I love the algorithm, though, dude. It's literally just all fat-ass titties.
Now I get to be an OT. That's the coolest kind of black guy to be.
Wait, your algorithm has fat-ass titties?
It's titties, it's food, and
mine
it's, like,
mine has guys
stuff.
Working out, strong, hot guys.
I wonder why that is.
What are you talking about?
I'm straight.
Mine's all Japanese women that have, like, one cool car that they just post pictures of themselves with.
I get a lot of big tits. I get a lot of food, obviously. I get little puppies or a baby eating something, being
my
cute.
My discover on Instagram
and then
is
also,
just crossovers and dunks.
I get that on Instagram, yeah. Too. And then also a lot of Reddit, am I the asshole posts
that
a computer reads aloud. Am I the asshole for sucking your dick? I don't know, dude. Honestly, I always get Reddit filtered in different ways. But I guess I see it on Twitter sometimes, and then I see it on fucking TikTok. And it's basically just people being like, I was letting my brother-in-law stay in my house for free. He raped me and burned down the house, and I called him a freaking a-hole, or I called him a freaking jerk. Mm-hmm. Was I being an asshole? Like, it's always people that know they weren't the asshole, but they just want to tell their story about someone who wronged them. Anyway, whatever.
They want sympathy.
Yeah.
Sounds like I should post a couple of those.
Am I the asshole?
Am I the asshole?
I was having a rough morning.
My friends have been calling me gay on the internet for money. For 6 years.
One time
now.
I asked them politely to kind of dial it back, and they laughed in my face. Am I the asshole?
Am I the asshole?
Oh, fuck. I don't know if I have to shit again or...
Dude, shit.
I have to piss again.
Adam's house is for shitting. Adam's house for shitting. And that's just what I'll do.
No, shut up.
And Adam's house for shitting. And it makes my ass... fuck.
And I can't wait to shit inside Adam's house because he deserves it as a form of revenge for doing it in my house.
Adam shits at Nick's house. Now the ties have turned.
Have a coffee before I go over.
I'm usually not a coffee guy.
Yeah.
I needed it because I didn't get a lot of sleep last night because I was working off of some indigestion. I was shitting a lot last night. If you listen to the episode 2 weeks ago, you'll know that.
You got to wait till the Sunday and then go back to the Wednesday.
Yeah. You know what I would love to do is like just find...
Suck a guy's dick.
Find
be gay with a guy.
Find some young pretty lady in Brooklyn.
Pretty guy.
Pretty guy.
And,
hot guy.
And I got a hot air balloon, you know? That's set up to just be like maybe 25 feet off the air. And the basket's set up so I get a full grand piano. And it, wherever they, as soon as they leave their house, I'm following them down the street. Just 25 feet up in the air.
Dun, 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 bum, yeah. Bum,
what
bum,
song are you gonna play?
Kind of like the Nordstrom stuff, bum, like, good afternoon.
Oh, you're going to be crooning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I fuck you?
Can I see your pussy?
The police are like, ma'am, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do. He's 25 feet up in the air. According to the city laws, men have the right to do that. So there's nothing you
can do.
Sorry,
it's an old law the Rockefellers put in place to be able to rape whoever they wanted in hot air balloons.
Yeah. And just harass a woman from a hot air balloon. Because I'd be the only guy doing it, so she'd never be able to write an article about it, you know?
Maybe she, because of that, she
would.
She'd
just say
no, they can't be like, we need to talk about men having a hot air balloon.
We need to talk about Nick having
piano.
A hot air balloon.
We need to talk about the grand piano sexual harasser.
Wait, this is a
you become
problem.
A guy.
Oh, really? That the city is
then,
that's defending.
Then who else is it affecting? It sounds like a personal problem to me.
Well, so you would only do it to one woman?
Yes.
Okay, so now we're talking about stalking.
Mm.
You have to do it to more than one woman.
Okay.
Then you're a cool guy that tries to get pussy with
Hold on.
Piano.
Rook to e5.
Okay. What's your next move? Take your time.
I hire another man to do the same thing.
To her or to a different
girl? To the chief of police.
Okay.
And it's a black man.
All right.
And
he's sexually harassing the chief of police?
Yes.
Is the chief of police a woman or a man?
The hot air balloon says Black Lives Matter on it.
Okay.
So then it's like, am I really stalking or is it activism?
Okay, but here's where you fucked up.
So what are you going to do? Pass a law that says you're not allowed to follow someone around in a hot air balloon? And then, you know, they're going to say, okay, well, this is really, you know who this is really going to affect is minorities that have that as a form of protest.
I think you're wrong because I think what then would happen is it would become the court of public opinion. And they would say, unless you're using this to further a cause like Black Lives Matter, you're a selfish white man using it for your own sexual gratification.
Yeah.
So I think you open yourself up to a really nice counter move there.
Yeah.
I think what you're going to need to do is get a gun.
Yes.
And if you call the police, I'll kill you.
Oh,
I think that'll solve the problem.
That seems a bit extreme to me. I don't want to kill the woman. In fact, I don't.
No, of course you're.
In fact, if she said, okay, let's go out on a date, I would probably scurry away in my hot air balloon.
right.
Playing the piano as fast as I can.
I'm not gay. Yeah, no. I'm not scared of girls. I'm just busy.
It's my cape flying behind it. The Phantom of the Opera mask on.
She's like, okay. Yeah.
Never mind.
Never mind. I'm busy. I forgot about something I have to do tomorrow.
I have homework I have to get home and do.
I've got a girlfriend.
I forgot
actually.
I have to do my homework.
My homework? Oh, fuck.
All my homework's due tomorrow.
It's all tomorrow. I fucked up. But don't worry. I'll hit you up soon.
The teacher had a rule that we can turn in all the homework at the end of the semester so we can do it on our own time. And that rule was just for me because I was disorganized and they're trying anything.
They're trying to pass me no matter what.
No matter what, because they don't want to have
they're
to see me
next
year.
They're tired of having me here.
They don't want me here.
I'm very disruptive and nobody likes me.
I make the school look bad. They're encouraging me to drop out of school and I'm in eighth grade. They're saying the school isn't for everybody.
Have I heard of trade school?
Yeah. Maybe you could get into HVAC. Maybe HVAC would be more. Maybe something technical. You're what we call hand smart. Maybe you could just go be hand smart. People are like, what is this song? Still in the hot air balloon.
Isn't there a helium shortage though?
It's a hot air balloon.
It's hot
so.
Air. It's
uses
not
hot air. Doesn't use helium.
That's why they have that fire thing when they pull the thing.
It's all oxygen.
Isn't there
hot.
Isn't there a helium shortage?
I believe there is.
There is?
I'm sure there is, but Yeah, they don't use helium in air balloons.
Huh?
I love to be like just smugly laugh at you that you don't understand how a certain type of blimp works.
Well, it's called a hot air balloon.
Fuck off, Adam. You jumped on that fast like you knew.
Listen, I'm fair, okay?
You're not.
But it is also...
When Nick's being gay, dirty. I'll call him gay. When you're being dumb, I'll call you dumb.
But they can't help that.
He's getting ready for this to be the Adam Friedland show.
I can't wait.
Why, you know what I'm saying? It's being given to you, and you're acting like you're fucking climbing your way up the mountain.
I have. Yeah, I've endured that so is much suffering true. Over 6 years.
Yeah. He's pretending
humiliation.
He's pretending he's roped the dopus.
I have.
No.
I'm Muhammad Ali of being gay.
Yeah, and then you're fucking probably going to get Parkinson's.
You're Muhammad Ghali.
Well,
that's a delicious looking
well,
penis.
You know that that's in my family. So.
Excuse me. I said you're Muhammad Ghali. That's a delicious looking penis.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Are you saying it's a delicious looking penis?
No.
Yeah, you were saying that about my penis.
No, you're Muhammad Ghali. That's a delicious penis.
Once again,
you're not going to get me on this one. This one works. Fuck you guys.
My penis made that.
This one works because she's small.
But it doesn't make sense.
She's
still
that small.
But
looking at your penis makes it feel even smaller because it's so small and she's the same size as it.
But that does, it wouldn't make her feel small.
It would. She's an inch small.
In comparison to any other penis.
She's an inch small.
Yeah, but then she would feel even smaller looking at a normal penis.
Well, maybe, but...
Than any really? Penis.
Maybe that's true.
Any penis make her feel small.
But...
Wow, this is honestly
listen,
fun.
Muhammad Ghali, that's a delicious looking penis works. Yeah. That's your name.
Yeah. He's more like George Foreman.
That's good, too. Yeah. He's also that.
Yeah.
Yeah, is Muhammad Ghali, that's a delicious looking penis, kind of the thing you say at the end of a riff?
He's more like
the beginning?
Mike Tyson, as in T.Y. son, as in thank you, son, for letting me suck your penis.
Yeah, and son is like, you know, how friends call say son.
Yeah. So
what's up, son?
Son, let me suck your penis. That's you? That's you also?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hold on. Sugar penis.
Sugar Gay Robinson.
I guess Sugar Gay Robinson is better.
Sugar Gay Leonard.
Sugar Gay Leonard, yeah.
Oscar De La Gay Sex.
Oscar De La Gay Sex is really good.
Lennox
Penis.
Lennox
Penis Lewis.
Lewd pictures of man on my hard drive.
Haseem Rockman.
From
Baltimore.
Man-E.
No, we're done with this bit. It's fine. So,
why?
Moving
you
on.
Can't just end the bit. We're
we can. Yeah. No, it got bad.
Yeah, but you did.
Oh,
it got bad.
Nah, somebody ruined it.
Yeah. Hold on.
You're still going to be playing by these rules.
Yeah. Hold on. Fuck. What the fuck?
Floyd Gayweather.
That's true.
John Duddy's sucked that guy's penis? Yes, he did. He sure did. Did he suck that guy's penis? He did.
Uh-huh. Marvin Suckler.
cocky.
Marvin Suckler.
cock.
Tommy
Ernst.
Getting fucked in his ass.
Balboa. Marsh.
Cocky. Cocky guy Bloa.
Evander, holy shit, that guy's a fag.
Yep. All these is what Adam's name is.
Yeah, I'm a fighter.
You're not a fighter.
I do combat.
You're not a fighter. You're a gay man.
Oh, I'm not a fighter. I'm a gay man.
Cinderella woman.
That's true. The movie.
Yeah.
Cinderella is gay enough, honestly.
Well,
Hurricane blowjob guy.
Oh,
the guy who does
Nick, I told Stav this. It's Bob Dylan's The Hurricane song. But it's this is the story of the hurricane. Da-da-da-da. He's just some black guy that I met in jail. Da-da-da-da. That's you don't like it? Why are you being so quiet? No, because he's laughing quite silently. His shoulders are going up and down.
They're not.
I'm laughing like a black uncle.
You're laughing like Wayne Brady right now. His shoulders are going up.
Guys, we don't have video, but we're all having a really good time.
He's doing one of those black uncle silent laughs right now.
Oh, boy, you silly. I'm mad at you.
I'm mad at you. He said.
Silly boy.
He said.
Woo, boy, you silly.
Anyway, what were we talking about before we talked what Adam's name was?
We're taking him down in the last 10 minutes.
No, what was the thing? Strong, we were saying honestly, something before he was. We talked about his name.
I'm feeling strong. I'm feeling honestly impenetrable.
And Adam said that Adam said something about he knows everything about boxing. And he's
I do.
Big,
I know
biggest
a lot.
Boxing fan in the world.
People say that I have quite the chin.
No, they say you have quite the nose.
Well, it's the same, similar, strong.
A word on the street was that you have a glass anus. I heard somebody say that.
The second they fuck your
my
ass,
my anus is shattered.
You crumple.
It shatters like a cartoon character's teeth.
Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling gay.
Your asshole completely shatters and falls out, and then one piece stays over like part of a piano.
Mm-hmm.
Like a piano key.
That's true. Oh, yeah, like in Looney Tunes.
Yeah, they had like the one.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
That's good stuff.
Bow, bow. Bow, bow. And I'm sucking dick. Bow, bow. Bow, bow.
What's that song you're saying?
I'm feeling good. And I'm feeling.
I don't know it.
You do know it. Stop.
I don't know it.
It's a fucking classic song.
I don't know. I don't
and
know.
I'm sucking dick.
I know, like, Merle Haggard.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Name three of his songs.
He sang Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Yeah, that, all right, you got me there.
He sang...
Damn, that was a power... Who was in that? It was Christina Aguilera.
Mm-hmm. Baz Luhrmann.
Baz Luhrmann was singing background.
Well, that was for the Moulin Rouge
movie. I know, but who were the girls? It was like four famous ones.
Little Kim.
Little Kim.
Maya.
Maya was awesome.
Maya was hot.
She was so hot.
She's forgotten.
She deserves so much more. Maya, if you're listening and you want to have sex with me, let me know.
Depends
we can go get some oysters.
Depends which Maya.
They're
if
a you're national
listening.
Aphrodisiac. Clearly, I'm talking about the fucking singer.
Okay. I'm just clarifying.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Was that really? Who was the fourth?
Pink.
Wow.
Nasty.
No,
thank you.
I would fuck Pink. Who am I kidding?
She's still famous?
I believe so.
She's nasty.
It is crazy that she had the most longevity out of all those people.
Yeah, you wouldn't have thunk that.
I mean, Lil' Kim was at the end of her rope. She looks like shit now, dude. Mm-hmm. Have you seen?
She looks beautiful to me.
Dude,
yeah.
She's got weird
I'm
plastic
doing
surgery.
To me, she's beautiful.
I'm back.
Listen, no one beat off Lil' Kim more as a young youth. Mm-hmm. Than me.
As a young youth.
As a youth.
As a young youth.
As a one-year-old.
Were you here when he said he was earnestly promoting a special?
No.
He said, there is some crowd.
I don't believe
there.
I said that.
goes,
I think this is a classic.
Let's hear. This is going to be.
Because there is some crowd work on there, but I worked really hard on it, and there's a lot of really thoughted out material.
Well, I don't believe that's what
like
I said.
Like slutty ass material. Like a thought.
Thought it out, yeah. it's a good hour.
I'm sure it's a good hour. I'm sure it's very good.
You had a lot
but
of thought.
But you did say there's a lot of thought.
I don't think I did. This is another one. This
it.
Is another he said, she said situation.
I missed it.
And I'm the he.
No, you're not.
I said it first.
No.
I fucking said it.
No, you're both he and she.
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm what's her face.
You know, you heard a lot about
tits.
Hermaphrodites as a kid. I feel
absolutely.
Like you never really run across them in the
well,
wild.
Well, it was the one. The big ones were Jamie Lee.
How about her mouth real tights?
Her mouth real tights.
But she's awesome. Not. That was just a rumor. That was a mean rumor.
Jamie,
tits are awesome.
Jamie P. Squirtus.
Yep.
Jamie P.
She had honestly some of the craziest tits of all time. Shout out to fucking.
I wish I was trans just so I could change my name every week through a new fun
you
name.
You are.
No, I'm not.
It's when you decide. It's when it's time to chop the cock off.
I'm just lonely, man. That's it. That's all I am. I don't know why people need to look any deeper than that.
There's something underneath.
I'm just a lonely guy that drives people insane because they're fucking empty.
That's true. But you're also trans.
Yeah, whatever. I could be Jamie P. Curtis.
I feel the same way now.
Her tits are huge, Jamie Lee's. Trading Places. Her tits are awesome.
Yeah,
in that.
You see them in there.
Damn, I'm about to look that up right now.
That's a movie that doesn't need to be rated R. But they just
but
wanted
I
to throw tits
I respect them
in
for
there.
Throwing tits in there.
It's pretty cool.
That's an awesome movie.
Yeah, that would have been a PG-13 movie.
That's when fucking movies were movies.
That's when movies were movies.
Jamie Lee Curtis breasts.
No, I identify with what you're saying, Nick.
Yeah.
I'm just surrounded by so many friends that love me.
Oh,
adoring
man.
Fans.
This is awesome.
And
stuff.
I feel so alone.
Dude, her tits are so fucking cool.
Let me see them.
Nope.
That's a guy's tits, dude.
I don't care. I truly don't give a fuck.
I care.
If somebody with titties like this had a dick, I would.
I want to see.
I would
the
be gobbling.
License.
I would be gobbling their penis so fast, mm-hmm. and just grabbing her tit or their whatever they are. God damn,
tits.
These titties are awesome, dude. Fuck.
Those are male memories.
I don't care. If she said, if this person was like, I'm a man, fucking call me Richard Simmons, dude.
Call me Richard Simmons because I'm sweating into the oldies. Call that bitch Richard Simmons the way she sweats my old
my old dick.
Make it sweat to the oldies.
Fuck, these are awesome. Maybe I need to get some pussy.
Pass her my nuts to she oldies. Should we start rapping, guys?
Yeah. Childish Gambino style?
Yeah. Comedy rap?
It's always awesome.
Was Gambino funny or was it like witty?
What do you mean, as a comic?
No, I mean like as a rapper. Were his bars funny? I never really listened to it.
He had a couple bangers, but no, I don't think he was. I think he was just legitimately
good.
It
wasn't comedy rap. It was
just
songs.
It wasn't like a Little Dicky situation.
Yeah.
No.
I'll tell you what's a Little Dicky situation.
Your dick.
Like a quick camera zoom to Adam.
Pan whip zoom. Yeah.
Japanese letters flashing on the screen.
That's true.
Got him. Got him. And it's true, too. And
have
it's also
true. Have
you seen
that Japanese show where it's the kids running errands?
No, we talked about this.
When?
We already did.
Sorry.
It's all right.
God, I literally have never had allergies this bad.
Really?
It feels like my nose is broken.
Oh, it feels like your nose is broken, dick.
God damn, her fucking titties are so cool. And she had that short haircut, which is nice. You don't really get short haircut with big ass titties usually.
Jamie P.
I like that. It's a little mick. A little
Any
mix.
Woman with big titties could get a short haircut.
But they don't, is they my fucking point.
They all do it. They have the power of being a big titted woman. That's the thing is, like...
I don't think they do. Some do, obviously.
Well, some do, yeah. Being a big tit lady, you can get any haircut you want.
That, I will say, they probably have a little more latitude with their haircuts.
Do you think that chick, Joanne Fabrics, she's got big titties?
Yeah, big heavy ones, though.
She's
you
got
know?
Big,
she's kinda
heavy
that's
ones.
Not, we're not talking about... That's not
and
what we're
short
talking
haircut.
About.
Yeah,
we're talking about
haircut.
They're big.
Top
they're big. But yeah, they're big because she's fucking 65 years old. Uh-huh. She's breastfed three different generations.
Right, right.
Why does every woman have to get that haircut at a certain age?
Facebook politics. I guess. It's the Facebook politics that does it to him. Just bet lots of bangles. Just a loud bitch.
I wonder if some ladies, their hair thins too, so they got to go short with it too. Mm-hmm.
They go Statham style. Buzz cut.
I don't know, they don't go full buzz, but they definitely go Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, like the late 90s type of shit.
Mm-hmm. I think we're ready to accept her back into the
public. It's time she ran.
Yeah.
Let's go. Hillary, what if she ran and put Trump in jail? That would be awesome.
Hillary Clinton.
If she flipped it on him?
Climped him. Hillary Simptom. That's what I call her.
You simp for her?
Mm-hmm. Hillary Syndrome.
That's good.
Hillary Down Syndrome. Downery Syndrome.
Who do you think the last person Hillary Clinton fucked is?
Monica Lewinsky?
Yeah.
Nah.
She's like, now you have to eat my pussy or be murdered. You fuck my husband, now you gotta suck my old
Dude.
Cheesy cunt.
my
pizzeria pretzel pedophile Moloch cunt.
Shout out to Monica. She's kind of like Fidel Castro, the only one that lived, you know?
Yeah.
Fidel fucking beat the case.
Fidel was awesome. Dude.
Fidel rules, dude. Told America to suck his dick so many times.
It's funny. You see,
got
clip,
so much pussy.
That clip of him on the plane where they're like, you know, like, are you worried about, like, do you have bulletproof vests on? He's like, he's just smoking a cigar and the plane just opens up his shirt. He's like, what? He's like, I got the truth. That's
he's
the only
so
arm
fucking
he, yeah.
sick. Just wearing tracksuits in his old age.
Yeah.
Probably got so much pussy. Mm. Came up to America, was just chilling in Harlem.
Yeah.
Instead of wherever the fuck they put him. Goddamn. The mafia couldn't get his ass.
Yeah.
They were like, you know what? Fidel's too much. We'll just kill Kennedy.
Yeah.
That's what the CIA decided.
Honestly, good. Fuck Kennedy.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck Boston, so yeah, fuck Kennedy, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You fucking crooked tooth bastard.
Yeah. Leprechaun-ass motherfucker.
Fuck him. Fuck the Celtics. And I'm sucking dick.
I wonder if Fidel's bitch would look good.
Dude, Fidel got so much side pussy.
How you know?
Didn't people say he fucked Justin Trudeau's mom? Oh, you nice, did? Dude. We're coming. This is awesome. We're at 59 minutes and 20 seconds.
Yeah, we're cruising through this, dude.
This is enjoyable.
It's almost over. And you know what? What's this, premium? Podcast finally topped $100,000. I'm sure it'll go back down.
Yeah.
But, you know, that
day. Oh, it's going to go back down tomorrow because it's the 30th.
Yeah, who gives
people's
a fuck?
Well, cars are going
to
get canceled.
We did it. Remember when we started this and we said, can you imagine how amazing it would be to make $100,000 a month? And now we've done it, and who cares?
Yeah. Damn, he really did get a lot of pussy.
I'm telling you, bro.
Yeah.
Swag the fuck out. Had the blicky, took over his country, was the president.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, truly a fucking hard dick Savaggio and every... Just dodged fucking assassination after assassination. Every other fucking satellite war... The U.S. fucking...
He also played minor league baseball.
Yeah, dude, he was nice.
He was nice at baseball.
he had a nice swing. Okay, why don't
for
we
the
pause
Pirates,
this?
Right?
Fidel blast hole.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Come on, it's over an hour. Stop and start again.
No free cum tum.